This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's Ken Buck was one of just four House Republicans in the nation to oppose today's vote to raise the U.S. debt ceiling while cutting numerous federal programs. Buck has long been against raising the debt ceiling. The state's two other House Republicans, Doug Lamborn and Lauren Boebert, voted to pass the bill. The state's Democrats joined the rest of their party in opposing it. President Biden has already threatened a veto. A reservoir on the northern slope of Pikes Peak is getting refilled for the first time in 4 years, and CPR's Dan Boyce says fish are being restocked as well.
Colorado Springs Utilities drained Crystal Creek Reservoir back in 2019 to do maintenance on the reservoir's dam. That work is now finished, and crews have used another nearby reservoir to refill about half of Crystal Creek's capacity. While they test the repairs, they'll now rely on snowmelt to fill the rest of the reservoir. Meanwhile, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has begun restocking thousands of young trout in the body of water. The reservoir will reopen to the public on May 1st. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office has arrested three suspects over a fatal rock-throwing spree last week. Deputies took the 18-year-old men into custody late last night. They are accused of injuring at least six drivers after they allegedly threw landscaping rocks into windshields in areas near the Rocky Flats Wildlife Refuge. One driver was struck and killed. The sheriff's office says the suspects face charges including first-degree murder and extreme indifference. You are listening to CPR News.